The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Now, guys, I'm getting excited to go to the moon as anybody else is.
I can't wait.
Neither can I.
I got my seatbelt fastened.
Do you?
Yeah. I figure if we're going to go that fast and that far,
I think it would be a good idea for us to actually purchase tickets to the moon.
Oh, wait. We can't. They don't have them available. I went online and there's no tickets.
Well, let's hurry up because I want to get to that. I really do because this is a lot of fun. And we're going to bring in Chase to be a part of the show, our producer.
Has he been to the moon?
I don't know.
Well, let's ask
him. I think he's refuting the fact that we've ever been to the moon.
Oh, he's one of those wackos.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the Bible now states, by the way, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, get engaged. 1-866-233-0747.
I'd like to see some of these comments,
I think some of these scientists are just playing it, safe.
Come on, it's Saturday. They're not in school.
All I'm doing is giving you facts. All right,
okay,
so let's go back to the Bible. It says, blood is the source of life and health, Leviticus 17:11. Science now says blood is the source of life and health, of course. Science back in the day, whenever that was, sick people must be bled. That used to be called bloodletting. By the way, George Washington died that way.
That's right.
So just a little common sense would be brought to, into this scenario. If life is in the blood, then we don't want to get rid of the blood.
That's
because
right,
then we'll lose our life.
That's right. That's where the life is. Can I just go back to something you said earlier before the break?
I don't think we can.
I just want to hit this real quick if I could. Okay, so the wind. We read the thing about the wind blowing in cyclones.
Yeah, wind blows in cyclones. Ecclesiastes 1:6. Science now says wind blows in cyclones. Science then said winds blew straight. Oh, that's right. The motorcycle ride.
I was going to say that, can you imagine? I mean, have these scientists, ever stepped outside before?
I don't think they have.
I mean, did their hair just go straight east? I mean, or straight, west or straight north? I mean, does your hair not ever, blow around in a circle? I mean, it's called wind.
Stephanie?
Usually when you go outside, you get a little bit of it.
Okay, let's give them a little credit here, okay?
Okay, yeah.
They do have their head stuck in the sand.
Oh, so they wouldn't know if their hair was blowing.
No. What do they know about wind?
Or they could all be balding, too.
They could be.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
I just thought that was very interesting because, I'm a visual learner. Visual rather than just don't have me read a book on it. Just show me what I'm doing. So I just got a visual of, can you picture the masses of people stepping outside and everyone's hair, it all goes to the left and stays there.
Maybe they're not from New York.
Well, I mean, regardless
of the windy city.
Isn't that Chicago? Isn't Chicago the windy city? Isn't it Chicago? Okay, that's what I'm here
for. Come on, you're supposed to be helping me right now, Chase.
I am helping. Well,
you're right, though. You're absolutely right. And by the way, I've been there, got the hat and the T-shirt, and because I had my hat on, I didn't know if it was windy or not.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm just saying.
Maybe that's where they're from.
It was an interesting visual that I got, is picturing everyone walking outside and their hair all going to the left. No other direction, because it just goes,
Have you ever been out on a little country road and you see on those dirt roads, all of a sudden these little wind funnels called cyclones?
Uh-huh.
They're really cool. They look like little mini tornadoes.
That would never happen, though, because back then they
It blows straight.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains, 2 Samuel 22:16 and Jonah 2:6. Oh, interesting that he would say that, because even in the book of Jonah, it says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? You don't want to subject yourself to this stupidity, friends, because it's dangerous theory. In theory, again, it is. But the Bible said, science now says ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. Okay, they concur. Science then said the ocean floor was flat.
It's interesting because I remember a guy telling a story of they were flying over the ocean.
Yes.
And the companion that he was with said, wow, just look at how big that is. And the guy said to him, and that's just the top of it.
That's right.
You think about all the valleys and the mountains and everything that's underneath the ocean, it's unbelievable. In fact, I can say
that about some people I've seen before.
Well, we watched a documentary on those folks who actually went down to see the Titanic, okay? They went all the way down to the very bottom of the ocean. It took forever.
Ever.
It was very long. It was pitch black. So if you look at all that information while we're thinking, well, look at how big it is, you know, what we can see on the top, just imagine the depth of it on the bottom
That's right.
We don't even know about.
Yep. Yep.
So interesting.
I'm not going to go there right now. Don't have time. Got to stick to the course and our discourse.
Are we all done with the science?
No, I'm just thinking about, you know, I want to go to the moon, and we better hurry up and get there.
Let's hurry up and get to the moon.
Okay. When dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water.
Mm-hmm.
Leviticus 15:13, that is the Bible. Science now says when dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water.
Yeah, when they made that discovery, actually many lives were saved
because
of that. Because that one discovery, you want to do it in running water, not water that's just sitting there and all festering with all the germs and everything. So that was a great discovery.
Yeah.
That the Bible already said.
Yep. Yeah. Go to the next point here. Science then said hands washed in still water.
Yeah, not a good deal.
I think a little common sense comes into play there as well.
Yeah, because you got to get the, like, for example, I mean, visually, again, let's go back to visually.
The fish tank, the water needs to be...
Yeah.
Restored freshly on a weekly basis, bi-weekly basis, I'm sorry. If you don't do that, you're going to have a bunch of dead floating fish.
Well, yeah, let's think about it. Let's say your hands are all dirty, okay? You have dirt on your hands. So you're washing them off.
I mean, wait a second. So dirty hands actually have dirt on their
hands. That's right.
Okay.
I'm making this very simple.
I get it.
Okay.
I'm tracking with you. Dirty hands,
dirt on the hands. We go underneath the faucet to wash our hands. Then all the dirty water goes in a bowl right underneath us, okay?
A bowl. Yeah.
So then what we do is we put our hands in the dirty water from our dirty
Don't want to do that.
And we sit there and mesh it around. No. Of course, we're not going to get our germs off. We're not going to get
the dirt
off.
So when we wash our clothes, we use clean water, not dirty water?
That's right.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And when we wash our hands, we want to make sure it's running so all the germs get off of our hands and away from us so we have clean hands. That discovery saved many people's lives when it comes to, you know, doctoring.
Analogy comes to my aid right now of a woman who was visited by her preacher, and her preacher asked her, what is it that you learned today in church? And he was talking about how the washing of the water by thy word sanctifies by thy truth, thy word is truth. Speaking of cleansing, matter of fact, Ezekiel 36 says that he sprinkles clean water upon us to cleanse us from the filthiness of our flesh and from all of our idols from before him. And then he said he takes away the stony heart and gives unto us a heart of flesh that we might know him. And then he said he will put his spirit within us, his Holy Spirit, not his defiled spirit, and he will cause us to walk in his statutes and his judgments. So everything is a renewing of the Holy Ghost, right? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the point. The lady took the preacher into the back of her house where she was washing her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, preacher, every time I come to church, this is what it's like. There was two rollers that would press the dirt out of her clothes after it came out of the water. And she says, that's what I learn in church every week.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a great visual. That's your understanding, and that's a great way to put it, too.
That's right.
That's right.
The two rollers squeeze. They put it in clean water. They put it to the two rollers and
get all the gunk out.
All the gunk
dirt,
and all the
everything.
Dirt out of there. That's what the Word of God does, by the way. Okay, so no matter what man attempts to do outside of God's Word, it always comes back to that which was originally written. Those that want to continue in their folly better remember that He is the God that frustrateth the tokens of liars, that turneth wise men backwards, and maketh their knowledge foolish. Isaiah 44:25. We're going to come right back, and friends, yes, we're going to the moon.
Oh,
all right,
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
See you in a second. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Okay, everybody's wanting to go to the moon, so we're going to go. Hey, before we get there, friends, I do want to say that the Bible is supernatural in origin. Therefore, take heed to its promises of heaven and the warning of hell. And let's see if you can qualify yourself to enter into heaven. I ask you the question, have you ever lied before, even once? Fibs, white lies, it's all lies, friends. Ever stolen anything that is value or, well, if the value is even irrelevant, it doesn't matter. There's no difference between stealing a penny and robbing a bank. There really isn't in the sight of God. Jesus said, whosoever looks upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already with her in his heart. Have you ever looked upon a man or a woman to lust after them? If you've said yes to these three questions, by your own admission, you are a lying, thieving adulterer at heart. You admitted it. I didn't. You did it. I didn't. And the devil didn't help you do it neither, or make you do it. Folks, we've only looked at three of the Ten Commandments, and that's how God sees you. Nothing is hid from his holy eyes. So will you be innocent or guilty on the day of judgment? Because you need to listen to your conscience. And speaking of listening to your conscience, I remember the analogy I just gave this last week, and it's a great one. Folks, if you ever feel convicted by what you're hearing when we're using the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, which is quick and powerful than any two-edged sword, dividing even the soul and dividing asunder, you need to understand something, that conviction is a blessing, not a curse. And I think of the story of a dog that kept barking and a man was laying in bed. And that dog was so faithful, he just kept barking and barking and barking and barking. And the man that was laying in bed was getting agitated with that dog that was barking. Well, the man that was laying in bed didn't know why the dog was barking, but I do know why that dog was barking. That dog was barking because an intruder was trying to break into the house to take the life of the man that was laying in bed. But instead of thinking about what that conviction was bringing me to, namely godly repentance by the Holy Ghost, John 16, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, who's a swift witness unto all manner of sin, unto judgment, breaking the hard heart and healing the broken ones, Isaiah 66, 2. What did he do? He got up, picked up his rifle, and he shot his dog dead. He was so tired of his conscience warning him of the impending danger. So you know what that man did is after he shot his dog, he went back to bed. Lo and behold, the man didn't make it through the night because the intruder broke into the house and he took the life of the one that didn't like the dog barking, only to warn him of the impending danger. That's exactly what the Holy Ghost does, my friends. He brings forth godly repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's why you need to read Exodus 20, God's moral law, because it will drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. You put your faith in Jesus Christ. You follow him, stay in his word, and let it clean you. Hey, by the way, I was going to say this, going back to the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we take showers every day.
Well, we do.
Chase. You take showers every day?
Absolutely.
Okay, why do you take a shower every day? Come on.
Get rid of the filth.
There needs to be an influx of clean water to cleanse us from what?
Our filthiness.
Isn't it also interesting how man likes to take perfumes and cover up his what?
His stink. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, man, in the sight of God, our righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of God. God, did you ever hear about the man that walked around with a smile on his face and everybody looked at him and said, man, you just stink?
Mm-hmm.
And the man looked at him and said, well, I don't stink. There's nothing wrong with me. See, what he didn't realize is his smell got worse and worse and worse, his own self-righteousness. And what he did one day is he realized that he had a string cheese packet in his top left pocket that he forgot was there.
Moldy cheese.
So when everybody was telling him that he stunk, mm-hmm. he really did stink. He was the only one that didn't smell it. That's what the Spirit of God does. It tells us that our righteousness is but filthy rags. We stink in the sight of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that we're made right is by putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and making no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
I love that analogy about the barking dog. It's just so true. When you have that, and don't be afraid to leave a person with their conscience a little troubled, because if you have a troubled conscience, you're going to go to the one who can cure that troubled conscience, namely Jesus Christ. Another great analogy for that, too, is when you're driving down the road, you have that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. When motorists get off a little bit, it lets them know, hey, you're getting off, you better
wakes
get back on the road. Wakes you up. That's right, to prevent accidents. So your conscience, when we drive down the road and we hear that little dun-dun-dun, our boys will say, that's your conscience.
That's right.
You have a choice at that point. When you're getting convicted, you can either choose to ignore it, and you could go into the ditch, per se. It could cost you your life, your children's lives. Or you can get
or
back.
Or somebody else's life.
Or someone else's life. That's very true. Or you can get back on the highway of freedom, liberty and freedom. When you're driving down the road, it's 55 miles per hour. You're going 55 miles per hour. You have all the liberty in the world. You don't be wondering if a cop's going to pull up behind you or anything like that, because you're walking and you're driving the perfect law of liberty. Same thing. That's right. Same thing with your conscience is when you see and you hear a little dun-dun-dun going off, you have a choice to make. You can either repent of your sin before God, or you can choose to ignore it. You can shoot the dog, and it could cost you your life.
And that is the New Testament. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Paul talking in that very book, the book of James, the book of straw, as Martin Luther rightly said, that he showed people his faith by his works, not without them.
That's right.
Let's go to the moon. You guys ready to go to the moon?
I have been ready. My seatbelt's been fastened here for like 30 minutes
now.
Well,
let's go. I think we got some tickets here, okay?
I'm ready.
So,
can I close my eyes?
You can.
Okay.
Let's go to the facts here, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I almost got to go here, guys. Here's Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear, and I'll tell you what, after I watch this video, it's posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. They have this young crew that are actually confronting those that have claimed that they've been on the moon. And I got some footage right in front of me, and I'm going to play this for you, friends, but I want you to listen carefully, because this particular, well, pilot, astronaut, didn't like being confronted, and I want you to listen carefully. By the way, not a one of them liked being confronted with the facts. They were uncomfortable. One astronaut said, hey, listen. Oh, here we go. Listen.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling a kettle black, if I ever thought of it. Saying
I
misrepresented myself.
Get away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
And friends, Buzz Lightyear punched the reporter.
He just nailed
him. I got
him.
It on video. It's like the dude had like a serious attitude problem. But all of these astronauts, they were very uncomfortable when they were being questioned about their experience on the moon. Why would they? Chase, come on. Why would they be so uncomfortable?
Well, why wouldn't they be? I mean, if they didn't go in the first place. But I guess that's the question.
Why would you get so angry? Yeah. That's the point. Listen, if you've been to the moon, you'd say, hey, I've been to the moon. I want to share my experiences.
Totally.
I want to do radio interviews and TV interviews across the nation. I want to speak in universities. And they've only done one on-air interview right after they supposedly came back on camera interview.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
And they were talking about how they didn't see stars and how they didn't feel any radiation effects.
Isn't that kind of weird?
I can see stars from Minnesota.
Along for the ride.
Well, you'd think if I went out into space, they would get closer to me.
They'd be amplified. Yes, they would.
Yes.
I gotta get some of these facts. Go ahead. I want to hear some of these.
Okay, so Buzz Lightyear's real name is what?
Buzz Aldrin.
Okay, he punched the reporter because he didn't like being confronted, right?
And he did a pretty good uppercut there, too.
Yeah, he said that he would give him... The reporter said that he would give him $5,000, right? If he would put his hand on the Bible and swear that he had been to the moon.
Yeah, $5,000 cash. He said you can give it to charity if you want. I have a Bible right here. Just swear that you went to the moon. I think that might have been Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong,
because Buzz Aldrin's the one who smacked the guy in the face, and then I think it was a different guy who had the Bible and the $5,000. He went to all kinds of different guys.
Really?
There are supposedly 12 men that have been on the moon so far, supposedly.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
And did the guy take him off on his offer here?
No. He had, I don't know if it was a lawyer or something, who kind of stood in between and kept the reporter right away.
Oh, that's convenient.
He didn't want to answer any questions. He said that, I remember him saying, you don't deserve answers, I think was his exact word.
Well, don't we all deserve answers?
Hey, no pun intended, but what is he above us? Is he above the rest of us little peasants?
Well, he went to the moon.
He's definitely, literally, I get that. That's good.
That? All right, well, here, let's go over to Neil Armstrong really quick before we actually get to the facts. And I want you to listen carefully. And by the way, when you're looking at these videos, these folks look self-condemned like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they've been carrying the weight of the world literally on their shoulders because they, well, in some cases, they've died with a lie.
That's right. You should
go
post
ahead,
that
Chase.
On Facebook.
Right. Well, I was going to add to that. They've been carrying that weight with a gun to their back, probably. I mean,
of course, literally. Yeah, you say anything, we'll take you all out.
Yeah. So in these pictures, they got a bunch of pictures of these guys on the moon. And
well, do you want to listen to Neil first? Let's listen to Neil Armstrong really quick. This is 50 seconds. Listen carefully.
On the 25th anniversary of the event in 1994, Neil Armstrong made a rare public appearance and held back tears as he spoke these brief cryptic remarks before the next generation of taxpayers as they toured the White House.
Today we have with us a group of students among America's best. To you, we say, we've only completed a beginning. We leave you much that is undone. There are great ideas undiscovered. Breakthroughs available to those who can remove one of truth's protected layers.
He just told on himself, friends.
He is.
Wow.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, cryptic, definitely. One of truth's covered layers.
Yes.
Protected layers.
When we get back after this break, friends, we're going to get right to the facts, okay? We're going to give them to you candidly. You tell us what you think. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds,
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Come on again.
Well, we haven't been there yet. What is this? This is scary.
This is very scary.
I don't know if I want to hear this before I have to go to the moon.
We need to go back to the moon because this is getting like some... We're going into a twilight zone here. How much money has NASA robbed the taxpayer in America since they've thrown the delusion on the American people that we've gone to the moon? Who's profited from this more than anybody?
Well, the final cost for the Apollo project alone, this is just Apollo, so these are like the moon landings besides everything else NASA's done, was reported to Congress in 1973 at $25.4 billion.
Not $25.
That's
not $250,000. Not $250,000.
Good chunk of change in this.
Not $2,500,000.
Oh, my goodness.
You got it.
Do you know how much could be done with 20? What did you say?
25.4
billion dollars.
How many poor people would we have on this planet?
Just those lunar rover things alone. I mean, they're less complicated than a Jeep, and they spend a few million dollars on each of them.
Oh,
of course.
That's nice cars.
Yeah. Probably in the junkyard somewhere 6 feet under the ground.
Less complicated than a Jeep, but more money, of course.
Of course.
It's always that way. And the American, again, the American people, the joke is on you. Okay.
Facts.
Chase.
Okay, here we go. So in these pictures, there's only about 20 pictures. That's another fact. There's only about 20 pictures. I mean, if I went to the moon, I would probably take more than 20 pictures.
I go to a family gathering, and there's about 200 pictures that are taken for one family gathering. I would definitely think that a moon landing would have
it. She's not lying either, friends.
I'm serious.
Think. Okay,
yeah.
So the only source of light, supposedly, is the sun. On the moon, obviously. And the lack of air and atmosphere means no diffusion or refraction of light, so all shadows should be parallel in these pictures. All the shadows coming from the different objects in the picture should be parallel.
Oh, okay.
And there should be complete darkness in all of these shadows. But multiple photos show shadows whose angles are not parallel, suggesting multiple sources of light. They're crossing angles. That's impossible if you only got one sun.
Yep.
And a photo of one of the astronauts in the shadow of the lunar excursion module shows him lit up like a Christmas tree, I think it said one of the videos, despite the blackness of the shadow around him. The second fact here, there's no...
I seen that. Yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah, yep. I mean, he's in the pitch darkness, but you can see him clear as day. There's no burn crater under the lunar excursion module, even though it's got a 9,982-pound rocket engine underneath it.
Yeah.
And I saw a video just the other day of a 500-pound rocket blowing through concrete.
Yep.
And this thing didn't
didn't
leave a mark on the surface of the moon.
That's right.
The footage of the astronauts moonwalking, if you play it twice...
Well, hey, I got a question. Was Michael Jackson up there?
Could have been.
Okay.
Just checking.
Could have been.
Maybe that's where he learned how to do it.
Yeah. Could have been.
They flew him to the moon. He seemed like he'd been to the moon.
Yeah.
The footage of the astronauts moonwalking looks like it was filmed in Earth's gravity if you double its speed. So just play it twice as fast, and it looks completely normal. They're just hopping around on a studio set.
Yep.
You can even, there are some people who think you can even see wires in the pictures. I don't know about that.
What's been the advantage? And who's the advantage? Who's actually has capitalized on in every sense of the word, of going to the moon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did it before they did. No, baloney.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they got away with the lie, that gives Big Brother a whole lot of power over its people, doesn't it?
And cash.
Oh,
and do you
my
think
goodness.
People, if they think, well, we've been to the moon, we have to support this, they're going to be less putting up less of a fight when it comes time to pay the bills and get your taxes.
It's a great way to control the people, too. Look at how powerful we are.
That's right.
And what are they using? A lie to actually perpetuate their theory. Actually, I said that the wrong way. But go ahead, Chase. Anything else?
Yeah, well, I got a bunch of them here. In the reflection of one of the astronauts' helmets, you can see what looks like a studio light hanging from a wire.
Oh.
I mean, some of these are pretty blatant.
Wait, because there was?
Yeah, well...
Okay,
you know, I got to say this, you know.
The only ones that will advocate this stupidity are those that are gaining off of this stupidity. Always.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right next to the rock with the letter C on it. I just showed you that.
I've seen that. Yeah, there's a rock in one of the pictures with a clearly visible, almost perfectly symmetrical letter C on it. Not a natural occurrence, as if it was a studio prop. And the same picture appeared in later publications, friends, listen carefully, without the C. Well, what happened to the C?
I don't know.
It just kind of reminds me of what they put on Time cover when Oswald killed Kennedy. Right, for those that believe Oswald killed Kennedy, right? Remember the shadowing was wrong? No, it's a fact.
Yeah.
The shadowing was wrong on the cover. And when you look at that's a whole other story.
That's another radio show.
If you believe
Oswald
actually killed Kennedy, I'll tell you what, friends, this is the radio show
maybe
for you.
You probably believe we've been
stay here,
too.
Friends, because sooner or later you're going to find out that that's just not the case. But go ahead. And again, who does that work for? I remember the FBI director speaking of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. He said they wanted to make sure that everybody knew that if they wanted to get you, they could get you. That's why they shot down Kennedy like a dog in the street.
All the way up to the President of the United States.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. There's a flag in a few of the film reels, and it's blowing around in the wind, even though I think there's no wind on the moon.
Oh, that didn't...
Yeah, and not only when he's putting it in
maybe that animal that Earth is on...
Was moving around a little bit.
Maybe it was moving around or had a cold or something. Yeah.
And then there's multiple film reels on the same dates. I remember I watched a whole video on this. They used the atomic clock to record these films, right? So they got the dates on in the, what do you call it, the thing that goes before each film reel. And it's the same dates that they're supposed to be on the moon.
Oh, the countdown are you talking about?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's the same dates that these guys are supposed to be on the moon, and it shows them in the space shuttle, the command module, using transparencies and the shape of the window to create an effect with the Earth to make it look like it's hundreds of thousands of miles
away.
Yeah,
they pulled the thing back, and you can see they're actually filming right through a tiny little hole.
That's right.
And
part of it, one of the guy's arms goes through. They show a light in there, and they show these.
Hey,
these
did you guys know that the moon is 238,900 miles away?
Yeah. And nobody else has gone 400 miles away from the Earth.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
did you, friends, they want you to believe they did something on a different planet that they can't do here.
Okay,
40 years ago.
Bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it, said Adolf Hitler.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, if you look at, you said 40 years ago. If you look at a computer from 10 years ago as compared to a computer from today, it's this big old clunky, blocky looking thing,
hopper.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you're telling me that they were able to travel 238,000 miles
I didn't
to the moon? moon. Well, I'm saying this is what they're saying. 238,000 miles to the moon 40 years ago, but yet today with all the technology, and you were saying something about more technology in your iPhone.
Yeah, there's more technology in your iPod than there is in the lunar module and in the Apollo
11 flights. Well, maybe our phones go to the moon all the time. You know? I would think so.
Boy, oh boy. But the point is, of course, they were able to go farther with less technology 40 years ago, and we can only go 400 miles. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 400 miles.
400 miles, right.
Out.
That's the farthest out that we've gone, and we've got more technology today than we ever did back then.
That brings us to our next point, because the one that went to 400 miles said that they saw shooting stars, that's what they call them, shooting stars with their eyes closed because of the radiation, the Van Allen radiation belts hitting their retinas. So this radiation was so powerful that they saw stars in their eyes with their eyes closed. They couldn't go any farther because of the danger, and they're saying that these astronauts 40 years ago went straight through without feeling a thing. That's what they say, is that I didn't feel a thing.
Maybe they didn't.
Maybe they didn't feel a thing because they didn't go. Maybe.
Maybe they fell asleep.
Maybe they're still on PCP or something, dude.
Oh, boy.
You know, again, friends, I'm not being facetious. This is absolute
you
stupidity.
Never know. Yeah, there's something like 15,000 miles worth of radiation belts that they had to get through, and that just doesn't happen.
Okay.
The crosshairs in the pictures appear behind objects in multiple photographs. So when you take a picture, you got the little crosshair shows what you're taking a picture of.
Yep.
So obviously those were doctored or edited after being taken. And then two photographs from the Apollo 15 landing have identical backdrops. One with the LEM, that's what they call it, the Lunar Excursion Module, and
Lunar.
One without.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even though NASA claims they were taken miles apart, it's the same photograph. They just took out the LEM thing, and that's it. All this besides the extreme temperatures they would have faced on the moon's surface, plus or minus 250 degrees Fahrenheit, whether it's night or day. So it's 250 degrees under zero at night and 250 degrees over zero in the day, whether in your light or in the dark.
Yep.
And the sheer mathematical impossibility that the LEM could have docked safely
so
with
below
the rocket.
And over is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, just crazy temperature ranges.
Yep.
The rocket would have had to blast off and meet up with the command module that was going around the moon at 4,000 miles an hour. They would have had to go something like Mach 6. It's just crazy fast.
Yep.
The gravity that would have put... You just can't do that, especially not 40 years ago. Not to mention the fuel it would require and everything. It's just impossible.
I mean, you sound like a scientist here, dude.
I did my research.
So I got to ask you a question.
But
true that we've been to the moon, Chase?
Well, according to my speculation, and I didn't know
research.
Any of this. I
didn't believe this when I was a kid.
And
as
research.
A matter of fact, when this first came out, I was such a little tiny guy, but I remember people saying that they're trying to dupe the American people. This looks like it was staged. That's all I ever heard about it.
The only argument that I heard against it that was the most convincing argument.
The one that has to gain the most out of it, I bet.
This guy was kind of... Anyway,
maybe got a bonus or something.
Who knows? Regardless.
Yeah.
He was saying how they couldn't have faked it because they didn't have slow motion filming.
Okay.
And that was the most convincing argument for the moon landing.
So
wait a second.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's go there right now because we just went and got our phones and they said new technology. They're way ahead of us on the technology. They're selling what they can sell right now, make the money, and they're 10 steps ahead of us. As a matter of fact, back when I was a kid, my best friend went to Japan and they were advanced technical. That's the word, technology.
Yeah.
Technology comes to mind. But they were 10 years ahead of us when it came to our technology.
Technologically.
Right. And then
that's
you wonder what they're not telling us.
Yeah,
and they're thinking that it's more likely that they could get to the moon than they could do slow motion filming. That just doesn't... That doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Yeah. So their jump is it's a further jump to say they could go to the moon. It's less of a jump
to
say that
you could
slow motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting you brought the temperature thing because you said 250 degrees, you know, below zero. We're in Minnesota, okay? Monday, you know, the schools were canceled one day this week or last week because it was going to be 31 degrees below zero. You could get frostbite in, 10 minutes? So the degrees in temperature here is outstanding. How would you be able to sustain with that much of a difference?
Pretty incredible.
Well, just tell the people.
Suits.
They'll believe anything, right?
That's true.
The
tell
bigger the lie.
That's
be
right.
Right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight.
Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, herbalhealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120 count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're gonna just kind of leave the Twilight Zone here now. And
can we come back to Earth now?
Yeah.
I don't like the moon.
Anybody want to bring this forth into a consummation?
Well, I think the consummation is the fact that the facts state that we've never been there. The technology is just not feasible, especially 40 years ago.
It has no feet.
That's right. It has no feet. It has no weight. And when you're looking at these things, you know, even the stars, for me, that's a kind of kicker. Because when we're looking out at the stars here on Earth, you can see an incalculable number of stars.
Oh, listen to that. Look at the magnanimity.
I'm glad that word came out right.
Of the skyline, yes.
But then if you go up to the moon, where it should be amplified and magnified, you should be able to see, wow, this it should be like splendor.
Well, no, they want to teach people to let them think for them. That's why they're called Big Brother, and we need to get away from that mentality. It's dangerous.
That's right.
Because they work for us. We don't work for them.
And like you said, who does it benefit? Then you're in
totally
awe of the government. Oh, look what the government can do. I'm such a peon compared to them. What can I do?
That's all you
have that control over you.
That's all you have to do is ask one of these jokers, literally, who has gained off of the fact that that America supposedly went to the moon more than NASA and governments to only use it as, I mean, there's a...
Politically.
There's 50, oh,
yeah,
of course.
All
I mean,
these different
where's
ways.
All that money going to, friends? $25 billion doing things on the moon that they haven't done on the Earth, and you believe this?
Yeah.
If you do. And apparently nobody has, and we appreciate that. So we got a lot of smart listeners on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Well, I'm glad that we're closing up going to the moon and coming back to Earth. And back in the Earth is the Sons of Liberty, and we are doing what it takes on a daily basis to get the truth out there. Our truth is the truth from the Word of God. We're standing upon the rock, which is the Bible, upon which our republic rests. We're going back to the old paths. We've been talking about evolution today. You know, the new science, quote-unquote, of evolution, as Eisenhower brought it forth. We're supposed to go back to the old paths. says, to find our way wherein is rest for our souls. We want to restore our constitutional republic. Yes, our constitutional republic. And we need you to be able to continue to do that. If you can support, please do call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or perhaps you're more comfortable just going online. It's simple. All you got to do to go and give a donation is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go online and click on the donate button off on the right-hand side there. And do, please become a son or daughter of liberty. When you do that, it's like you're linking arms with us so we can all go forward together. A lot of what we do is frontline stuff. We're kind of boots on the ground in the midst of the battle. Not everyone can be there, but what we do is we come back and we give the reports and say, listen, this is what's going on. This is the truth. We are out there fighting the good fight of faith literally on a daily basis. So please do support us. Again, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And what's nice about our monthly program that we have is people give what they can. For some people, that's $5 a month. For some people, it's $50. For some, it's $500. For some, it's $5,000. Whatever you can do to be able to support the ministry and say, listen, this is a very unique ministry, and I want to get behind them because they're speaking my language. They're giving forth the truth. They're not being diplomatic about what we see and the issues that we face in our country today. We're black and white. It's hard to find ministries that are black and white today, and that's what we are. So please do call or go to our website. Also, when you get product,
ministers are supposed to make the distinction between that which is holy and defiled. There's no gray.
That's right. And I think what I appreciate, too, and I think what a lot of people appreciate about the Sons of Liberty is the fact that it's not just a hopeless feeling that you get every time you listen. Oh, what can we do?
Hang on, friends, in Jesus Christ.
We're out there giving the hope exactly which is found in Jesus Christ. And for those of you that want to get our products out there, obviously want to spread the message, that helps to support what we're doing, too, as well. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we flew out to Tennessee and interviewed Reverend Sam Kiles. He was our friend that lives in Memphis, a preacher in Memphis, that was actually standing next to Martin Luther King Jr., Michael King. And when Martin Luther King was shot down, he was standing right next to him at that motel. And we went out and spent some time with him because we wanted to know the whole situation as to what took place with MLK and who assassinated him. And, of course, nobody believes the report that the state-run media gave them as to who did the killing. They believe the government was behind it. And, of course, that's who was behind it because they were the ones that were to gain from it because of Martin Luther King's poor man's campaign. But in saying that, we went to spend some time with Samuel Kiles. And in the middle of our conversation, he had shared with us a powerful story about his grandson. His grandson was Baby Quinn, and Baby Quinn had a complete heart transplant at 10 days old. And what they found out through an ultrasound that he had an underdeveloped heart, Baby Quinn did. The insurance company said that they would pay for the birth but not the transplant because it was experimental, and only 5 surgeries had been done successfully. So they started to raise money. Baby Quinn needs heart was their campaign motto. And people from all over sent in their money. A couple in Chicago was losing their child, and they wanted Baby Quinn to have his heart. The doctors took the heart of the dying baby and did a complete transplant, a heart transplant, in the other baby. It was an absolute miracle. The doctors got so caught up that they waived the fee, and the hospital said, just pay what you can. This couple in Chicago gave up their child's heart so Baby Quinn could live. Hearing his love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a sacrifice for our sins. Baby Quinn is in his teens and plays soccer today. And every now and then, the donor's mother visits Quinn. She grabs him and puts her head upon his chest so that she can listen to her baby's heart. Isn't that the gospel of Jesus Christ? Isn't that a successful heart transplant? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But don't forget that one had to die to give life to the other. For Christ hath also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brethren. That's exactly what Christ did on Calvary when he died for our sins, friends. God took his son's heart and he gave it to us. That's what it is meant by being born again in John 3. And what an analogy, because when we were dead in our trespasses and sins towards God, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for me and you. We were hopeless without Christ, and to those who receive him, it is no longer us that lives, but Christ that lives in us, Galatians 2:21. And I got a question for every one of my listeners today, friends. Whose heartbeat does God hear in you? Is it the heartbeat of his son, Jesus Christ? Because if not, let's get it right, because the carnal man will die. All in Adam will die, but those that are in Christ will live forever.
It's such a powerful story. And what makes it so powerful is because it's true. It's a testimony of what really happened. A lot of times, you know, you see there's different things out there. Much of what we watch is only if it's a true story and it takes place, because that is what puts the heart to it. The testimony brings forth the heart. It's like, wow, you can actually get involved and say, this is awesome, because it's real, because it really happened. What a powerful story that others may live.
Well, speaking of the real, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the gift of prophecy, and it's found in the book of Revelation, chapter 19. But it's also important for people to understand that men are not to find their faith in the wisdom of my words or any other man's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. Because, again, Scripture tells us that the Holy Ghost bears witness to those that have the Son. To he who hath the Son hath life, and to he who hath not the Son hath not life. So, friends, the anointing is what breaks the yoke of bondage. You find your faith in him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and with gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. And it's my prayer always that, Father, in Jesus' name, let them know you through whatever we do. Let your thumbprints be all over everything that we do, so they can always see you.
That's right, and Christ died so that we can live.
I was going to start rapping there.
Really?
Yeah, I said that on accident, but it came out pretty cool.
You can rap?
I'm a white rapper.
Oh.
Yeah, I am whatever. You know, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ, whatever it might be. But it is true, wife. Mm-hmm. You got to admit, no matter where we're going, we're always handing something out, aren't we?
We are. Yeah. There's always gospel tracts. There's always something to be done. We never sit idly by. In fact, Catherine Booth, she said, if you get too comfortable in your barracks, I pray the Lord will burn your barracks down.
That's so condemning.
That's right. You're not supposed to be sitting. Thank God Jesus didn't sit in one spot with his disciples
and say,
just come on in. No, he went out and he sought to seek and save those that were lost. And that's exactly what he did. And that's what we need to do. And that's what we are doing. So you need to join together with us and do the same thing.
Again, friends, if you get some time, go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you do not have Facebook set up, do set it up. Go to Bradley Dean, double E, two different pages, one fan page, one personal page. Like them both. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. Get a Twitter account, friends, and get busy. America is being destroyed from within by an enemy within, because you remain silent. Evil men prevail because good men do nothing. It's time that the good listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio get involved and do something about it to those that are doing wickedness on our watch.
Yeah, I got a great quote that goes along with exactly what you're saying. Albert Einstein said, "The world is a dangerous place to live. Not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it."
Amen. Hey, folks, the fruit's on the tree. The fruit's on the tree. Let's change the tree. Let it be in Christ.
The root of the tree in the heart.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, the sons and
daughters of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you. See ya!
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.